Today's Amud is Yuma Tezvayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Beis, about 11 lines in the bottom, by the words Tan Hasam. So says the Gemara like this. So the Gemara is really coming off of that. We just mentioned the Stira and different Mishnayos, Mesachas Tamin, Mesachas Yuma, about the Seder Avodah, and we said that Man Tana Seder Yuma, we said is Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah, which is not something that we often do, that we have a Stira Mishnayos, and therefore we say that one Mesachta is a Libra, the one Tana. So Rashi points out that now the Gemara is about to bring another Stira Mishnayos that does a similar thing, even though it's really no Shaychus to Yuma, but being that we do a similar type of, we have a similar type of Shaklatariya, so therefore we bring it over here. So says the Gemara like this, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah in Mesechus Tamid. The Mishnah says, Amr Lahem Amamuna. The Mamuna said, Suv Veviu Tle Milishkas Beis HaTlaim. He says, come bring me a tleh from the Lishkas Beis HaTlaim, which is a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash that used to store animals that were already checked that they don't have a mum. So he said, bring me a sheep from the Lishkas Beis HaTlaim. V'halai Lishkas Beis HaTlaim ha'isam b'miktzai tzefaynes maravis. V'halai is an interesting word over here. Rashi says it just means like v'harei. V'harei, the Lishkas Beis HaTlaim, so now the Mishnah is going to go through and tell us the different locations of different chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. So v'haloi, meaning like v'harei, lishkas ha'tlam, so that was in the northwestern part, it was in the northwestern corner. So we're about to see there was a larger room in the Beis HaMikdash called the Beis HaMikid, or the Beis HaMikid HaGadol, because there was another room called the Beis HaMikid. So this one we'll call the Beis HaMikid HaGadol. It was the big Beis HaMikid. It was a room on the northern side of the Beis, on the northern wall of the Azara. And there were four smaller chambers in this larger chamber. In this Beis HaMikid HaGadol, there was four smaller chambers. So this Lishkas Beis HaTlam was in the northwestern part of this Beis HaMikid. V'arba Lishkas HaYusham. There were four different smaller chambers in this Beis HaMikid HaGadol. Achas Lishkas HaTlam. One is the one we just mentioned in the northwestern corner called the Lishkas HaTlam. V'achas Lishkas HaChesamos. Another one was the Lishka where they kept the tickets, when a person needed to bring Nesachim to Beis HaMikdash, instead of bringing his own Nesachim, he would just pay money and buy the Nesachim from Hektish. So he didn't just directly get the Nesachim, he would buy a ticket, and he would use the ticket to then get his Nesachim, a process described in Mesechus Shkalim. But either way, so this room, the Lishkas HaChesamos, that was there as well. V'achas Lishkas Beis HaMikid. There was also the Lishkas Beis HaMikid, which was the room that was used, so we didn't say, but this Beis HaMikid HaGadol, this big room in the Beis HaMikdash, that we said had four smaller rooms inside of it, in this big room they used to have bonfires. The bonfires were because the Kehanim's feet were cold, because they were walking on stone floor, barefoot. So they would make a fire in this Beis HaMikid in order to heat up the floor, heat up their feet. So one of the rooms in this Beis HaMikid HaGadol was called the Lishkas Beis HaMikid. And in there, it was stored the different things that they needed for the Beis HaMikid. Different kalim to keep the fire going, whatever it was. V'achas Lishkas Sha'isim B'lechem HaPanim. And the fourth chamber that they had in the Beis HaMikid HaGadol was a chamber that was used to make the Lechem HaPanim. So that's the Mishnah and Tamid. Now, they could for Linyanenu is that the northwestern chamber in this Beis HaMikid HaGadol was the Lishkas HaTlaim. That's what the Mishnah says, was the northwestern chamber. Now, the Gemara is going to ask the Stira that the Lishkas HaTlaim was actually in a different location in the Beis HaMikid HaGadol. So says the Gemara or Minu. The Gemara is bringing from a Mishnah and Midas. The Mishnah and Midas says that Arba Lishka is Hayu LeBeis HaMikid, that there are four different chambers in this Beis HaMikid HaGadol. Kikitonya is Hapsucha is the Traklin. Like small rooms that open up into a larger room. So there was these smaller rooms inside of the larger Beis HaMikid HaGadol. Shtayim B'Kodesh V'Shtayim B'Chol. Like we mentioned, the Beis HaMikid was in the northern wall of the Azara. So two of the rooms were actually more south in the Kodesh that had Kedushas HaMikdash. And two were more north and they did not have Kedushas HaMikdash. They were considered Chol. So two, they were split two and two. The Rashi Pispasim Mavdilim B'Kodesh L'Chol. And there were these wood pieces. The Meiri seems to learn that it was going along across the entire width of the Beis HaMikid HaGadol. There were these like wood pieces that went along the entire floor. The Rav, I think, learns that it was on the wall, against the walls, connected the part that divides the Kodesh and the Chol, that had these wood pieces. But either way, so there was this some sort of division that they had in this room that was Mavdu ben Kodesh L'Chol. A person had to know where he was. Different talachos applied to different areas. So, my hayu mishamshes, and what were the rooms in this Beis HaMikdash mishamish? What were these four rooms? So says the Mishnah in Midos, Marav is Dreimis, the southwestern chamber, he haisa lishkas, the Bach says, Tila'i Karban, that was the lishkas Atzla'im. So the lishkas Atzla'im was in the southwestern, was the southwestern chamber in the Beis HaMikdash HaGadol. So that's already the stira. We're going to continue and mention the rest of the Mishnah, but that's already the stira. The stira is that the Mishnah that we mentioned before in Tamid says that the lishkas Atzla'im was in the northwestern corner, and here in Midos it says it was the southwestern corner. But we'll finish the Mishnah Midos. The Mishnah Midos says, "Vayter on Tazayim and Aleph, Dreimis Mizrachis, the southeastern chamber. He Lishka Shayu Aisim Balachem upon him. That was the chamber that used to make the lachem upon him. Mizrachis Tzfaynes, the northeastern corner, the northeastern chamber. Ba Ganzu Beis Chashmonai Avdi Mizbeach. That's where they the Beis Chashmonai hid the stones of the Mizbeach." Sheshiksu Malchi Yavon, that the Malchi Yavon had defiled on the Mizbeach, because they brought Avodah Zarah, so it became possible. So they took the stones and they regained them in this chamber. The Rambam says that this was also the Lishkas HaChesamis. Tzfeinis Maravis, in the northwestern chamber, Bayardin Lemeis HaTfila, that's where if a Kayin became Tamei at night, so we need to go to the Mikvah, so he would go down. He was not going to the Beis HaMikdash Tamei, so he would go down steps into like a underground chamber where there was a mikvah, and he would go to the mikvah through this southwestern chamber, which was, the Rambam says in Pirsha Mishnais over there in Midos, that was also the chamber that was the base that we called before the Beis HaMikdash, that stored the things for the Beis HaMikdash HaGadol. But either way, so that's the stira. The stira is that the Mishnah in Tamid seems to say that the Lishkas Atzla'im was in the northwestern corner, and the Mishnah in Midai says it was the southwestern corner. So says the Gemara, Amrav Huna, Mantana Midai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi, and that's how we brought in the Shulchan Vatarya, because of this teretz, which is similar to the teretz that we said before. Rav Huna said that the Tana of Meseches Midos, the Stam Mishnayis in Midos, are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He's the one who says in Midos that the Lishkas HaTzla'im was in the southwestern corner. But in Echanami, the Chachamim are Chaylik, and they say it was in the northwestern corner. But the Mishnayis in Midos, Stam Mishnayis in Midos, are Aliba, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How do we know that Stam Mishnayis in Midos are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Did not. We learned in the Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, which we'll see, is clearly Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Because the Mishnah says, Ezra's Nashim, Haisa Eirech Mea Vishleishim, Vichamish, Al Reichi Mea Vishleishim, Vichamish. That Ezra's Nashim was a square, 135 by 135 amis. Va'arba Lishkois Hayu, Bidal Miktsaisah, and there were four different lishkos, four different smaller chambers in the four corners of the Ezra's Nashim. Umahayu Mishamshamais, and what were these chambers used for? Dreimis Mizrachis, the southeastern chamber, Yaisa Lishkas HaNazirim. That was the lishka for the Nazirim, Shisham Nazirim, Mevashla Mishal Mehen. That's where they would cook their carbon shlamim, the aisle that they brought as a shlamim, at the end of their Nazirim. So Megalchin Siren, and they would shave off their hair, Mishalchin Tachas Adud, and they would throw it under the pot that was cooking their shlamim, that was cooking the aisle. That's where they would, this all happened, was in this chamber in the northeastern corner in the southeastern corner of the Ezra's Nashim. Mizrach HaSefaynis, the northeastern corner, Yais the Lishkas HaEitzim, the Bach says. The Lishkas HaEitzim, that's where Shisham Kehanim Bali Mumin, that's where the Kehanim that were Bali Mumin, and they couldn't serve, they couldn't do Avayt in the Beis HaMikdash, so they were Aimed, and they would stand over there in that chamber, Umaslian BeEitzim, and they would check the wood for worms, and if they saw worms, they would get rid of it. Shekol HGH by Toilas, Pasul Legabi Mizbeach, because a wood piece that has a worm is possible to put onto the Mizbeach, so the Bali woman who they couldn't do Avodah, so at least they did this, they got the wood ready to be placed onto the Mizbeach. Sefaynis Ma'aravis, the northwestern chamber in Ezra's Nashim, he is a Lishkas HaMitzayrayin. That was the Lishka for the Mitzayrayin, where the Mitzayra, at the end of his Tzaras, when his Tzaras was healed, so he would go over there, and that's where he would get ready he would go to the mikvah and get ready to put his thumbs into the azara, where there, and he would put his thumbs into the azara as part of his tire process, and they would sprinkle it with dam of the ashram that he brought. So this is the room. In this room, that's where he went to the mikvah to get ready. Marav is Dreimis, in the southwestern room, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, so you see that this is where we see that the Stam Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because until now we had the Mishnah Stam, and now here Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov comes in and he says, Shachachti ma ha'isa mishameshes, I forgot what it was used for. So for the fact that the Tana brings, the Mishnah brings Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shitula in this kind of way, the Gemara understands that the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, so that's why we brought in this Mishnah, but we'll just continue. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, I forgot what the southwestern chamber was used for. That's where they put the wine and the oil that they used for different things in the Beis HaMikdash, for Nesachim, Menachos, or for the Menorah. The different things that they used the Yain and Shemen for, so they would put it in this room. The Yihai Sanikris Lishkas Beis Shamnaya. And it was called the Lishkas Beis Shamnaya. Okay, but the point is that we had a stira. So we had a stira in the Mishnayis and Midais and in Tamid. And the Gemara answered that the Stam Mishnah in Mesechas Midais is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So now the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistavad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'll bring another raya that the Stam Mishnayis and Midais is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now we learned another Mishnah in Midais. The Mishnah says that Kol Aksalim Shayu Sham, all the different walls that they had in Har Bayis, so you give away, they were very tall. Chutz Mikaisal Mizrachi. Except for the eastern wall of Har Bayis, the eastern wall of Har Bayis was not very tall. Why did they Dafka make the eastern wall of Har Bayis not tall? Shakaina Sarifas Apara, because the Kain who would be served the Paraduma, he was Aymed Bahar Mishcha, he stood on Har Mishcha, which was Har Zesim, which was on the east of Har Bayis. Mechavin, Viraya Kadeg Pische Shalhecha. Bishas Hazas Adam, and there was a din that he'd look westward towards and face the Heichal when he sprinkled the dam of the Paraduma on Har Zesim. So being that he had to look westward and look into the Heichal, look towards the Heichal, so the eastern wall of the Har Bayis had to be low enough so that he could see over it. They had to make sure not to make it too tall so that he could see over it into the Heichal. Now that only makes sense of Feudal Rabbi Elazar. So that's the Stam Mishnah in Midas. And we're going to prove now that this idea that the wall has to be short in order to see over it only makes sense of Libad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's the Stam Mishnah. We're going to prove now that Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Utanah, because we learned in the Mishnah, that Kol HaPsachim Shayusham Gevayin were Gevayin Esrim Amo. That the different walls that they had in Har Bayis in the Beis HaMikdash, they were all 20 Amos tall. That's Verech V'Nesra Amos and 10 Amos wide. The Nikar though is that they were 20 Amos tall. Now Vitznan, that Lefnimi Menu, that going deeper into Har Bayis, past the wall of Har Bayis, there was a Seirig, there was some sort of division that separated that said that the Gayim couldn't go past that point. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah that Lefnimi Menu, deeper into Har Bayis, past the Seirig, there was Hachel, there was the Chel, which was Eser Amis, there was 10 Amis deep. Ushtayim Esri Mailu is Hayusham, and there were 12 steps from the Chel that led into the Ezra's Nashim. Now, Rai Maila Chatzi Amma, the height of each step was half an Amma. So there were 12 steps. The height of each one was half an Amma, which means the total from the bottom, from the floor of the Har Bayis up to the Ezra's Nashim was 6 Ammos of height. Vishilcha Chatzi Amma, and it went outwards a half an Amma. But the main thing is that they were half an Amma tall. So therefore, the floor of the Ezra's Nashim was 6 Ammos taller than the floor of the Har Bayis. Now, Tesvav Mailis, Ailis Misaycha. Now there were 15 steps that went from the Ezra's Nashim into the Azara, into the Ezra's Yisrael. Hayardus Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Nashim. They went down from the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Nashim, or for our purposes, went up from the Ezra's Nashim to the Ezra's Yisrael. Same idea. But there were 15 steps. Imrei Maila Chatziyama. The height of each step was half an Amma. Vishulcha Chatziyama. And the one outwards half an Amma. But again, the main thing for our purposes is that the height of each step was half an Amma. So if the height of each one of the 15 steps was half an Amma, so that means the Ezra's Yisrael was 7.5 Ammas, the floor of the Ezra's Yisrael was 7.5 Ammas above the floor of the Ezra's Nashim. And the Ezra's Nashim was 6 Ammas above the floor of the Har Bayis, which means that the Ezra's Yisrael was 13.5 Ammas, the floor of the Ezra's Yisrael was 13.5 Ammas above the floor of the Har Bayis. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that Bein Ulam v'lo Mizbeach Chaf Beis Amud, there was 22 Amos of Shetach between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Ushtei Mesri Mailos Hayusham. And there were 12 steps that went into the Heichal from the Azara up to the Ulam. The Ulam and the Heichal were on the same level, but that went up to the Ulam and the Heichal was 12 steps. Hayusham. V'roi meila chatzi amma. And the height of each one of these 12 steps was half an amma. So that's another 6 ammas. 12 steps, half an amma. It's another 6 ammas. V'shochu chatzi amma. It went out half an amma. So it comes out that the floor of, as of now, that the floor of the ulam and the heichal was 6 ammas above the rest of the azara. And the Azara, the Ezra's Yisrael, was 7.5 Amis above the Ezra's Nashim, and the Ezra's Nashim was 6 Amis above the rest of Harabayis. So it comes out that the floor of the Heichal and the Ulam was 19.5 Amis above the floor of the Harabayis. Now, if it's not, we learned in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer, that, no, don't stop there. Rather, Ma'ila Haisa Sham V'Gavaya Amma, that there was another step over there that you forgot about, in the Azara, that led from the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Kayanim. There was another step over there, V'Gavaya Amma, and it was an Amma tall. V'duchen Asin Aleha, and there was a duchen of platform that was placed there, Ubay Shalosh Ma'ilos, which had three steps, Shochatzi Chatzi Amma, each step half an Amma. But this duchen was there that the Leviim would stand on when they would sing. But the point is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that there was another step that we left out, that the Ezra's Yisrael was a step, there was a step going from the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Kayanim, and the Ezra's Kayanim, the entire floor of the Ezra's Kayanim, was an Am above the Ezra's Yisrael. And that's where we had the 12 steps that then went from there into the Ulam and the Heichal. So it comes out that really the Ulam and the Heichal was not 19.5 Amis above the Harabayis, it was 21.5 Amis above Harabayis. It was 21.5 Amis above Harabayis. Sorry, not 21.5. It was 19.5 plus 1. So 20.5. So it was 20.5 Amis above Harabayis. So now like this. All is good if you say that the Mishnah in the Stam Mishnah Midos before that said that they had to make sure that the wall was not too tall. That the wall, the eastern wall of the Azar was not too tall. All is good if you say that that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hanu d'ichsi le'pischa. Because now it comes out that the whole Pesach is being covered by the floor. Meaning the whole Pesach of the eastern side of Har Bayis, the fear of Blessed Ben Yaakov, the floor of the Ulam was already 20.5 Amis above Har Bayis. So that means the entire Pesach was being covered. So therefore they had to make sure that the wall, the eastern wall of Har Bayis was lower, so that the Kohen, when he was serving as a Paro, could at least see over it, and he could see through to the Heichal. But Eliyam a Rabbanon, but if you say it's the Rabbanon, so it comes out that the floor of the Heichal and the Ulam was only 19.5 Amos above Harabayis, Ha'ikapal Gudam Masa, the Mishazile. So why would they have to make sure that the wall of the eastern wall of Harabayis was short? It let it be 20 Amos, let it be tall. Let it be 20 Amos tall. There's still that half an Amma that the Kayan could see underneath the door frame of the Harabayis, of the eastern wall of Harabayis, and you could see through there. He could see through there. Ha'ikapal gadam also the mischazi le'pischa begaveh. He could. There's still half an amma where he could see through it into the opening of the heichal. Elav shma minor Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So you see, it must be that the Stam Mishnah Midos, which said that they dafka to make the wall of Harabayis, the eastern wall of Harabayis, lower so that the kohen who's sarif hasapar could see into the heichal. That only makes sense. That idea that they had to make it lower in order to see into the heichal only makes sense. Sofi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.